Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Satan fights the most is when there is the birth or a rebirth that takes place. Anytime there is a rebirth, a revival that is on the horizon, there will be the intensity of spiritual warfare. And I believe we're seeing that right now because there's about to be a rebirthing take place.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again for Revive Radio. Let's return to this recent message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 5. Let's get back into the message today.
This is important for you to understand. Taking criticisms personally in this time, people are on the edge. I can see it. I've sensed it. I've dealt with it already with people that their nerves, their emotions are right on the edge. And if you're not careful, if somebody says something to you, I've noticed it. It's almost like lighting a fuse for people. Criticisms being taken personally can sink you into a place of depression or oppression. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:18 that poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. So it's good to be able to have accountability, but it's bad when you're getting nothing but some kind of a critical spirit that's coming to you personally. You need to get away from that situation. Here's another one. Seeking the approval of someone else when you're in the middle of a crisis and they don't have the ability to help, that can sink you when you feel like you've invested and listening to someone who don't have the answer. Here's another one. The unwillingness to wait for the timing of the Spirit of God. This is one of the issues that people are going to face in the days that are ahead. If you're going to lead in a crisis, you have to understand something about the timing of the Lord. And I'll just tell you, while I have folks that have contacted and said, Pastor, this is the terminology. Pastor, when is this going to be over? Hey, I don't know. And guess what? Neither do the officials of the government. The only one that knows is it's held in the mind of God. So what does that mean? Then that means that I've got to trust him in the middle of this situation and understand that his timing is always perfect. Here's another one. An unforgiving attitude towards someone else will drain you and can sink you into a depression that many times people refuse to get out of simply because they won't release people. Let me just say this to you. Really, how important that it is that you get this. How important is it for you to hold on to a grudge or bitterness inside of your life in the middle of a pandemic? This is so important. Release yourself from it right now. This is not my lesson, but forgive and release them and release yourself from the prison that's sinking you because someone didn't do you right 20 years ago or yesterday. This is not a time, you got to travel light in the time we're in. If you're going to lead in a crisis, you can't afford to be carrying more baggage than what you can handle. It will sink you. I told my wife before coming here tonight, that's one thing that we've got to be careful of is that we don't carry something that we're not supposed to be carrying. I'm going to deal with that in a moment. Now, in the scripture, you're going to find out that terms that you may have read before, being downcast, brokenhearted, troubled, despairing, mourning, those are terminology synonymous with what I'm talking about here tonight of mind management in a crisis when your person is getting depressed or they're sinking. And this is very easy in this crisis that we're in, but it's not unprecedented for that to happen. You'll find time and again in the scripture where there are those characters, those individuals that are found in the Word of God who dealt with their own battles of depression, oppression, situations that they felt like they were sinking. Hear me. Here's you see David in the scripture time and again talking about his own loneliness and the situations that he was facing. You look at the life, and we're going to examine a little bit of Elijah, the prophet Elijah, the man of God who calls fire down from heaven, and in a few moments after getting a letter from Jezebel, he sinks into a place of despair and depression. Look at the life of Jonah, who climbed up underneath the gourd. The Bible says his entire story was one where he didn't want to do what God told him to do. And in the middle of that entire deal, he sunk so much so that he started making bad decisions and going opposite direction. But here's the thing. And if there's anything about this, I discussed this today with someone on the phone. If there's anything about this plague and this pandemic that we're in right now that should wise us up to the fact is that God is in control of all of it. He shut the entire world down to get our attention, and how important that it is that we learn the lesson the first time. If you're going to lead in a crisis, you've got to know that just like these characters that are found in the Word of God, in fact, you're going to find anybody who does anything for the kingdom of God significantly are going to face crisis after crisis after crisis. And you've heard me say in these lessons that crisis leaders rise in the middle of a crisis. Some will sink. Some that were leaders before the crisis, they can't handle it. But as I spoke to someone today about their position and the decisions that they're having to make in an official office, I told them, and I tell you tonight, there could have been a time when you could have been born any other time. You could have been, you may have been yet to be born, or maybe you were born and already died in time past, in history past. But God allowed you to be alive in this very moment because He has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. Your voice is important. Your life is important. What God is wanting to say through your lips, you could have been taken off. You could have been gone a long time ago. But God has kept you alive for such a time as this to lead others in a crisis. Every man and woman of God who ever did anything for the kingdom of God's sake with significance faced crisis. Look at the life of Job, who faced an unprecedented crisis. I don't care what your life may be going through right now. Some of you may feel like you're Job, but his life is so unbelievably unprecedented that it's hard for us to really relate to it. And yet the Bible says that he kept walking in integrity through the crisis that God allowed to take place. Satan suggested it. Job was the object of it. And God watched over all of it to make sure that Satan didn't cross the line. I came to tell you that the seasons of turmoil and pressure and all kinds of things that are going on right now is simply a season. And whoever outlasts this season is going to be the ones that are going to come out victorious on the other side. Consider the life of Moses as a leader. He got depressed one day so bad that he was ready to kill all of the Hebrews because they disobeyed what God had told him to tell them. And then one day God got mad and Moses turned around and said, God, don't destroy them. Wouldn't it have been a bad thing if God and Moses had come into agreement one day? There wouldn't even be any Hebrew children. I'm just saying to you that Moses is a figure in the Word of God that lets us know if a leader like that can get to a place where he would get depressed or into a place of despair, you and I can relate. Jeremiah is another one. Jesus is another one. That I can go on and on with these particular individuals and characters in the Word of God. But suffice to say for us tonight, most everything we've ever learned, we learned from and through a crisis inside of our life. I want to say something here that really I believe is a prophetic statement for us. And you'll find it in the Word of God repeated over and over again. Anytime there is a birth or a rebirth, as we're now talking about the government and people are thinking hard about reopening the country. How does that look like? What does that look like? When are we supposed to do it? All of that. That is where Satan fights the most, is when there is the birth or a rebirth that takes place. You need to know that. Anywhere there is the birth of a child coming in, you're going to find the enemy there to destroy it. All the way to Revelation 17, where the woman who is great with child births the nation of Israel as it's a picture of the baby being born. And there is the dragon that is ready to devour the child. Hear me. Anytime there is a rebirth, a revival that is on the horizon, when that's about to push through the birth canal and be reopened, there will be the intensity of spiritual warfare. And I believe we're seeing that right now because there's about to be a rebirthing take place. Many leaders and people are dealing now with anxiety and pressure and depression and stress like they never have in their life. And part of it, years ago, I studied this out a little bit about the process of decision making and and the complexity of decision-making. They call it decision fatigue, when people have to make so many decisions that after a while it drains your mind. Some of the leaders of, I think it was Microsoft and others, you always saw him dress in a black turtleneck, black pants. And they asked him one time, why do you do that? He said, it's one less decision I have to make every day. Then I don't have to figure out what color goes with what matches what, because it just takes that decision, because it gives me an opportunity to make decisions for other things that are more important. So leading yourself is the first step to leadership, whether you're the leadership of one or your family or a business or a church, whatever that it may be. And I want to remind you of this fact that you've been hearing through this entire lesson series. Management is the key to leading. Management of your money, your job, your mind, which is we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. Whatever that it may be, if you don't manage it, you will lose it. So you've got to make up your mind that I'm going to manage the thoughts and the things that come through my mind. It does not mean you're not going to get hit with temptation or even the attack on your life of anxiety and pressure and stress, but you've got to learn what to do with it and how to divest it so that the Word of God can be the champion inside of your life. Now, the economic pressures that and depression, economic depression, causes mass depression throughout any nation that it comes to. It takes the mind of a nation, and this is what we're dealing with. It's the reason I'm speaking directly. I'm targeted here tonight with an arrow on the bullseye, because now I believe that while we're still dealing with the virus and the sickness of all that, the economics of this have now superseded, in many ways, the decision-making process of the virus. So it takes the minds of a nation when you start seeing economic depression take place, and it turns it to a negative in their minds. What ifs? In fact, economic depression becomes worse than a recession. I've lived through some recessions, but I've never lived through the depression as it was in 29 and 30. There are those of you that have lived through that. And you know what that was all about, the rationing tickets and not having enough to make ends meet. You talk about job losses and all of that, and America saw that. Are we on the edge of that? I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like in the days ahead, but I've got to be ready for that in my mind and in my spirit, no matter what the future holds. And God has the answer to all that. Now, let me tell you this three steps that takes place, and you're seeing this happen on the streets of America right now. Depression turns into desperation that turns into despair. And when people get in this cycle and they don't have any direction or where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? That's when you get anarchy. Listen to me, church and Christians and believers. You're not part of that. You've got to get a hold of the Word of God and let the Word of God get a hold of you. Because if you don't, you will be controlled by your feelings like the rest of this world. Hear what I'm telling you. We have, and I spoke this to the folks here just before we came live with you, that we have the government that is trying to be able to make right decisions. But they are, by and large, and we pray for them constantly because they're making decisions and hard decisions, and I get it. But there are any number of factions that are going on, and we have more of a fear-filled mindset that's telling people in the world and in the United States specifically, this is what's going to happen. And they only work out of data and out of lists and this is how many we've had and this is the curve and all that. But this is the difference between the world's mentality and what we call the faith-based or believers, Christians, church members and so forth, believers in their soul, having faith in God. In the days ahead, you're going to see how fear and faith are going to be the fighting factions all the way through this thing. And you're going to have a heart that's filled with faith instead of fear, because there's going to be some decisions that are handed down that are based completely out of the root of fear. And you've got to be able to look at it and say, well, wait a minute, this is what the Word of God says, and I choose to believe the Word of God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.